Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement, and by the Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden touting his administration's accomplishments and outlining goals for the future during his election year State of the Union address.
Those bragging about overturning Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But they found out when reproductive freedom was on the ballot, we won in 2022 and 2020, and we'll win again in 2024.
That was one of the issues he touched on, the Republican response delivered by Alabama Senator Katie Britt.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
During his speech, the president confirmed plans for building a temporary port off Gaza's coast to get more food aid delivered to the war zone. Outrage in Uvalde, Texas, as a new report finds no laws were broken when police took 77 minutes to confront the school shooter. The latest monthly jobs report is due out this morning. Economists expect the economy added just under 200,000 new jobs in February. This is ABC News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has deployed 750 National Guard troops to patrol New York City's transit system to make people feel safer underground. After some high-profile violent crime in the city's subway system, ABC's Aaron Katursky reports from New York.
NYPD's Chief of Transit Michael Kemper hopes it all reassures riders.
Now they're going to see National Guard members in addition to your cops.
Yep. And look, we welcome, you know, all the help we can get. This is all about public safety.
Despite the increased presence, more violent incidents in the past 24 hours. Police releasing video of the person suspected of hitting a female conductor in the head with a bottle on Wednesday. And overnight, a 53-year-old man was stabbed on a train in the Bronx.
A U.S. Army soldier and intelligence analyst is accused of selling national security information to China. Army Sergeant Corbin Schultz was arrested Thursday at Fort Campbell. U.S. attorneys say Schultz had a top-secret security clearance and transported national defense documents and photographs to Hong Kong. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto and also by the Richland Hospital. Last night in WIAA Tournament Boys Basketball, Cashton advanced with a win over Potosi. That final score was 69-46 and Columbus Catholic 57-54 over Royal. In Division 4, Mineral Point got a win against their opponent Darlington 56-38 and Randolph was a winner 59-51 over Marshall. Action in Division 3 saw Platteville advance to the sectional final tomorrow after last night's win in Dodgeville, 84-67 over Wisconsin Dells. At the State Girls Basketball Tournament in D3 yesterday, Edgewood was winner over Baldwin-Woodville, 62-29, and Xavier 56-52 over Kettle Moraine Lutheran. In Division 4 last night, Laconia over the Prairie School, 67-49, and Cuba City with a three-point win over McDonald Catholic, 48-45. A.J. Storr scored 19 and grabbed 7 rebounds to lead the Badgers to a 78-66 win over Rutgers in its final home game of the season on Thursday. Also, the Penn State women's basketball team built a big lead and rode it to a 80-56 win over 10th-seeded Wisconsin on Thursday in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers saw their season end yesterday at 13-16. In the NBA, Detroit 118, Brooklyn 112, Minnesota beat Indiana 113-111, Dallas got the win against Miami 114-108, Phoenix 120, Toronto 113, Sacramento over San Antonio 131-129, Chicago 125, Golden State 122, and Denver over Boston 115-109. From the NHL, Philadelphia 2-1 over Florida, Columbus 4, Edmonton 2, Washington 6, Pittsburgh nothing, New Jersey 4-1 over St. Louis, Calgary 6, Tampa Bay 3, Carolina 4-1 over Montreal, Boston 4, Toronto 1, Nashville 4-2 over Buffalo, Minnesota 5, Arizona 2, Vancouver 3-1 over Vegas. The Islanders skated to a 7-2 win over San Jose, and Los Angeles was a 4-3 winner over Ottawa in overtime. From the exhibition baseball season, the Brewers got a win against the White Sox 8-2, Houston 6, St. Louis 3, and the Cubs and Cincinnati tied at 2.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
More than 190 million women around the world suffer from endometriosis, a physical ailment that occurs when excess tissue begins growing on the outside of the uterus. Common symptoms include abdominal cramping, painful menstrual cycles, and infertility. If you're experiencing pelvic pain or excessive bleeding during menstruation, it's time to talk to your doctor. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we can diagnose your condition and reduce complications.
A high in the middle 40s today, cloudy and cool with areas of light rain. A few snowflakes could mix in. Tonight, drizzle and flurries possible early, a low of 26. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, a high of 43. Saturday night, a low of 23. And Sunday, 48, with sunshine and a bit warmer conditions. Monday, 64 and mostly sunny. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 45, we've been as low as 41. Right now it is 42 degrees. Thank you for joining us on this Friday morning. Great stuff coming your way. We'll talk with old Tom Mueller on a hill far away in Dodgeville a little bit later on this hour. And right now, John Wolfe on Country and Community, WRCO.
Sipping on $10 drinks. Soul out, can't hardly think. This uptown crowd conversation, don't even know what the hell they're saying. Been sitting here all night long, still ain't heard one country song. I'll tell you right now, if it was up to me, I'd do it a little differently. If I had a bar, it'd be honky-tonk heaven. That steel guitar would stay cranked up to 11. 24-7 pouring doubles in their drinks. Besides some pretty girls shooting pool and singing to Merle, those neon lights would never go dark if I had a bar. I can almost see it now, a little dive on the edge of town. Miller Lite sign shining like a beacon, serving up whatever you're needing. Bartender knows everybody's name, pours a little wisdom and never drank. Got dust on the floor, them doors are slinging. Maybe I'm just dreaming, but if I had a bar, it'd be honky-tonk heaven. That steel guitar stay cranked up to 11. 24-7 pouring doubles in their drinks for free. Wouldn't be too hard to find an empty seat on. Right beside some pretty girls shooting pool and singing the Merles. Neon lights would never go dark if I had a ball. given. That steel guitar stay cranked up to 11. 24/7 pouring doubles in their drinks for free. Wouldn't be too hard to find an empty seat. Oh no, right beside some everyday Joe. Sure ain't scared of no dirty jokes. Those neon lights would never go dark. Billy John, if I had a bar, if I had a bar, if I had a bar, if I had a bar.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Seats off from the heat of the sun. Chewing on a Slim Jim, can't stop thinking about him. Yeah, 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 he's the one. Yeah, 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 he's the one. Suntan hands, his muddy river hair, and his 1,000-acre plans. I'm all sugar like a quarter in a can. Ain't life sweet in the passenger seat? Yeah. I daydream of me and a cold. And I feel his skin. The windowsill smiles, and before I know it, I'm miles away, sitting next to him. Miles away, sitting next to him. Ooh, life's so sweet right here in the passenger seat. Ooh, yeah, life's so sweet. When I look to my left, see his suntan hands, his muddy river hair, and his 1,000-acre plan. Baby, 1, 2, 3. Then he shifts those ocean eyes back to me. Can't imagine a moment any better than this. Then we kiss. Ooh, life's so sweet right here in the passenger seat.
Shanazy on WRCO. Life is sweet in the passenger seat. I'd rather ride than drive at my advancing age, right? But anyway, I can't stay awake if I'm riding. I mean, we get out of Sextonville, we're like halfway to Gotham, and I'm against the window. So in the passenger seat, life is sweet. But then June says, well, thanks for staying awake and talking to me. And like, what? Oh. Maybe I'll talk in my sleep.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Both calves and slaughter cows are very active at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The better Holstein bull calves sold from $4.40 to $6 per pound. Beef crossbred calves, $7 to $7.50, and the small heifer calves, up to $3. The bulk of the slaughter cows range from 99 up to a top of 130. We did have four small, thin cows bringing 61 to 79, bulls 105 to 125. Well, on Wednesday, we had 16 Holstein steers. They weighed from 480 to 530, and they sold from 243, which was comparable to last Friday's feeder sale. There, we also saw the 350 to 500-pound beef cows selling from 250 to 305. Heavier beef steers ranged from 2.25 to 255. Some 700-pound Holstein steers up to 212 at last Friday's sale. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, March 15th. Next Wednesday, March 13th, we'll have a beef cow sale along with our regular Wednesday sale. Already consigned are 17 black heifers, 6 Charolais cows, and pending 10 to 12 white-faced cows bred for June freshening. All of these cows will be confirmed prior to the sale. If you have beef cows to sell, contact us soon, as we will have the vet here on Tuesday afternoon to pregnancy check. Whether you're buying or selling, contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement joins us on WRCO. Well, Tom, is spring officially here?
I think it is. We're literally looking at some 60s and et cetera. I realize March comes in like a lamb and can leave like a lion, but I tell you what, people are buying lawnmowers right now, and they should be. We have a rebate program that was extended. Right now, you can get anywhere from $300 to $1,500 off of any Gravely mower that we have on the lot. And the great news about that, it's instant, so you don't have to send anything in. It's automatically comes off the price. So if you're really looking to save some money and beat the spring, come and see us. Get it done before the 14th, because that's when it ends. But, you know, we've tied that together with the Husky program. Husky has 20% off on all of our handheld professional equipment, whether it's saws or pole saws, blowers, whatever. And we have 10% off on all of our homeowner Husky items as well. So really a great time to save some money, package them together, and get down and get ready for spring, because your right sale is here.
I think there's a little green tint in the grass, if I'm not mistaken, Tom.
Sure is. There's really no frost out there right now. Not that that can't come and go yet before we actually do anything. But the truth of the matter is grass is growing, and we've seen people in the field already, so that indicates that spring's here. It's early, and yes, we can have some more snow before it's all said and done. But get ready. That's the key. So people are bringing in all kinds of machines right now to get them serviced and ready, and of course they're being smart about it, because once things get rolling, then it's just like there's no time at all to get things done. So we're here. It's important that you stop in and visit us and stop in and see us. Come to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, the lights are on today. So I think they're good for another day, I'm sure of that. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. Go to www.MuellerRental.com. That's our internet site. Or go to Craigslist on the left-hand side. Punch in Mueller. You'll see all of our ewes and all the specials we have right there as well. We're really, really easy to get to, but the key is to give us a call if you have a question, 935-2751. We're a Gravely Aaron's dealer, and we have the stock and the items ready to roll, along with a lot of rental items. So if you're going to roll your lawn or trench or cut your stumps down, whatever you want to do, we've got the equipment for you. So now's the time to see us.
You have some new and used, as you mentioned. You can swing a deal, can't you?
Sure can. And we back all of our lawnmowers with a guaranteed loaner, new and used, for life. Rarely hear that, but we do it all the time. It's very, very important to understand that we've got your back, and that's why we're here.
And you're friends with the Easter Bunny, too, aren't you, Tom?
I am. I like Harvey, the big guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've met him before. So, all right.
Yeah, I've seen him, too, occasionally.
All right. Have a good one, Tom.
You bet. You take care.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement joining us for our Friday update on WRCO.
Shooting at lights
Evans on WRCO, Country and Community. It is 6:25. We'll have an update on news, weather, and sports coming up today at 6:30, and more regular features along the way. Maybe you have big weekend plans. Remember, this is the weekend that we mess with a clock, so I'm going to lose an hour of beauty sleep on Sunday. Oh well. I've lost an hour here and there through the year, too. Lost some beauty, too. What do you do? Anyway, this is Tracy Lawrence.
You can take the house and everything in it. Keep the diamond ring, cause that's how I meant it. Sticks and stones are all they ever were to me. This material life with all its value don't mean a thing to me without you. The love that we once had is all I need. So take everything we have if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, dime between us. You took my hand and said we don't need much, just as long as we're together we would be fine. Now we've acquired all I thought would please you. I gave everything you know that I could, and still you're telling me you're not satisfied. So take everything if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say before I leave, these sticks and stones ain't all that makes a home. They don't have arms to hold you when love goes wrong. Now you say
Tracy Lawrence with some good 90s country for you this morning on a Friday. It is 42 degrees at WRCO, just ahead of news, weather, and sports today. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time This Time is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. And by BL Signs. Today's forecast calls for a high of 45, cloudy and cool with areas of light rain. Also for tonight, drizzle and flurries possible early, a low of 26. Some areas reporting a little bit of light rain in the night. No precipitation here at the studios. We've been as low as 41. Right now it is 42 degrees.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Federal authorities are investigating a possible smuggling ring at a Wisconsin prison that has resulted in the suspension of nearly a dozen employees. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers said yesterday that the governor and the State Department of Corrections asked the U.S. Department of Justice and other federal law enforcement authorities to launch an investigation at Waupun Correctional Institution in June. Spokesperson Britt Kudaback says that that came after multiple sweeps at the prison revealed inmates were obtaining contraband, such as cell phones and drugs. The Department of Corrections says 11 prison employees have been placed on administrative leave since May of 2023 in connection with the probe. A coalition of conservation groups filed a federal lawsuit seeking to stop a transmission line from crossing a Mississippi River wildlife refuge. American Transmission Company, ITC Midwest, and Dairyland Power Cooperative want to build a 102-mile transmission line linking Iowa's Dubuque County and Wisconsin's Dane County. A portion of the line would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. The National Wildlife Refuge Association, the Driftless Area Land Conservancy, and the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation filed suit in federal court in Madison on Wednesday, alleging that the utility's promise to transfer about 36 acres into the refuge in exchange for 19 acres for the line violates federal laws governing refuge improvement. At the Capitol, Democrats push for a bill to safeguard access to contraception. Senator Dianne Hesselbein wants it taken up on Tuesday, the last day of the legislative session. Following a Thursday press conference, the lawmakers delivered more than 15,000 petition signatures to Republican leaders. Their Right to Contraception Act would guarantee access in state statute. Democrats argue that right is in jeopardy following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers is facing additional child neglect charges. Katrina Bauer made her initial appearance in Manitowoc County Court Thursday, where Judge Robert DeWayne denied her request for a bond reduction. Prosecutors filed an additional neglect of a child charge and a chronic neglect of a child charge against Bauer. In court, prosecutors say they have evidence that on February 14th, Bauer left a 6-year-old child unattended in a vehicle for about an hour in 27 to 30 degree weather without the vehicle running. In addition, prosecutors say they have evidence that on February 16th, Bauer left Vu unattended for at least an hour as she and her boyfriend Jesse Vang traveled to other locations throughout Manitowoc, not seen with the child. The nomination deadline for the Wisconsin Organic Advisory Council is today. Seats are available in Organic, Certifier, Organic Business, Organic Farmer, and At Large. Members serve 3-year terms, and the council meets every other month for a total of 6 times per calendar year. Nomination materials and more information on the council are available on the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection DATCAP website. Nomination forms should explain why you would be a valuable addition to the council. Completed nomination forms should be mailed to Andrew Bernhardt, DATCAP, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin 53708, or email to andrew.bernhardt@wisconsin.gov. For further information, you can contact 608-572-0512. The James P. and Michael Sullivan American Legion Post 383 in Lone Rock held its annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance this past Saturday at the Lone Rock Community Hall. The event featured various activities that included bingo, a live auction, raffles, and music. A grand total of $41,859 was raised at the event. The money raised will go to Vets Roll, which helps send more World War II to Vietnam-era veterans to Washington, D.C., May 19th through the 22nd. Thanks to everyone who supported the event last weekend and donated to help veteran war heroes see their memorials in Washington, D.C. Well, this is the weekend that we change the clocks, and changing the time seems to be tough on some of us.
Dr. Jennifer Evans from Marquette University says the process is like giving everyone in the country jet lag at the same time.
We're not really in the rhythm of our normal routine in terms of what we're trying to do and what our bodies want us to do.
Evans says there's an increase in medical emergencies, not only from workplace accidents, but also car crashes and heart conditions in the several days after the time shift. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Looks like it's going to be maybe a typical March weekend. Weather-wise, not as warm as we've been. We'll have details in a moment.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
We'll be in line for some areas of light rain today. Doesn't look like major amounts, but could have off and on rain through the day and a high of 45. Tonight, drizzle and flurries possible early and then a low of 26. For Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, a high of 43. Frosty Saturday night, a low of 23. And Sunday, sunny and a bit warmer and a high of 48. 64 and sunny on Monday. 45 degrees has been the warmest we've been this morning. We're back down to our overnight low. It is 41.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Save big during the annual filter and tool sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel. now through March 15th. Hi, this is John. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on Napa Gold Filters. We'll have hydraulic oil and grease on sale too, plus many unadvertised specials. Don't miss it, the filter sale now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look back at state tournament action in girls basketball, boys tournament games last night. There were some good ones. And the Badger men's basketball team logged a win. When the look is casual, the name is Mr. G's. When the emphasis is on active wear, the name is Mr. G's. Because Mr. G's clothing truly is a special clothing store. Now is the best time to update your casual wear for spring and summer with a selection you'll find at Mr. G's. Choose from all the top names, from casual to active wear, and from dress shoes to work boots. The name is Mr. G's. Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Yesterday, the WIAA girls tournament basketball games were held in Division III. Edgewood was a winner over Baldwin Woodville, 62-29. And Xavier with a win against Kettle Moraine Lutheran, 56-52. In Division IV last night, Laconia, 67, the Prairie School, 49. And Cuba City was a winner against McDonald Catholic, 48-45 in a good game last night. Cuba City's Olivia Olson had 22 to lead the way. Ashley Rowe added 11 as the Cubans picked up the victory in advance to the state championship game coming up on Saturday. They will face Laconia, and that will be in approximately 1 or so on Saturday afternoon. Games going on today right away. At 5 minutes after 9 this morning, Argyle Pecatonica will play Albany Monticello, followed by Lena and Clear Lake. Division 2 today has Pewaukee versus West Salem at 1:35, followed by Notre Dame and Wauwatosa East. And in Division 1, Arrowhead plays Franklin at 6:35 tonight, and Hartford will battle Nina. At the WIAA boys basketball sectional semifinals last night at Prairie du Chien, Cashton got the win, ending the year for Potosi 69-46. Cashton advances to play Columbus Catholic, which knocked off Royal last night by a score of 57-54. That game tomorrow, Cashton and Columbus Catholic will be played at La Crosse Logan High School starting at 2:30. Mineral Point was a winner by a final of 56-38 over Darlington, and Randolph advanced with a victory against Marshall 59-51. The two will meet at Portage tomorrow. Also in Division III, Platteville advanced. They scored a win 84-67 against Wisconsin Dells, and Lakeside Lutheran will be their opponent tomorrow at 1 at the Dells after Lakeside got the win by a final of 69-57 over Lake Mills. Stoughton advanced following a 64-62 victory against Mount Horeb in WIAA boys basketball last night. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Badger women saw their year end yesterday. Ashley Ozu and McKenna Marissa combined for 22 first-half points, and 7th-seeded Penn State built a big lead on the way to an 80-56 win over the 10th-seeded Badger women. Here is their coach, Marissa Mosley.
We were just a bit rushed and disjointed, like we weren't really kind of playing all five people together on the court today. And, you know, this wasn't the first game that Sarah's been doubled, right, all year that's happened. And I think that people were trying to potentially step up, but it felt at times that we did probably played a little bit too much one-on-one.
For the Badger men's basketball team, they dismantled a visiting Rutgers team in the final Big Ten Conference home game of the season. The 78-66 decision Thursday night serves as payback for a 22-point loss in New Jersey earlier this year. A.J. Storr led the way with 19, and Stephen Krall added 17 and 11 rebounds.
Coach Greg Gard says his team continues working hard.
That's one thing about this group. As we've gone through, you know, tougher times, they haven't broke. They keep coming, practicing well. I thought we practiced really well for 3 days. I anticipated us to play decently well tonight.
The Badgers, with the victory, they'll close out the season at Purdue coming up on Sunday. The Wisconsin men's hockey team opens the quarterfinals of the Big Ten Conference postseason tournament at home against Ohio State. And left-hander Aaron Ashby has been pitching in the spring season. He was pitching about 3 to 4 miles an hour below his usual velocity, but the Brewers coaches were glad to see him back on the mound. Ashby started yesterday's 8-2 spring victory over the Chicago White Sox. That's an update on Friday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Who cares if me and you turn a 2-for-1 afternoon into a downtown last call neon night? Who cares if it's been 3 weeks, you're over him and you're on to me? Feel so right. Let them stare, let them talk, let them think whatever they want. If people don't understand, we don't care, we don't care. Who cares if the whole world knows we drink too much and we dance too close? Your lips on mine, and we lose all track of time. Comes on and you decide that that's our song, and I drop a little cash in the jar and say play it again. Oh, who knows where the night might lead, front porch kids are waking up with me, friends might think it's too soon, but that's up to me and you. Who cares if the whole world knows we drink too much and we dance too close? Your lips on mine, and we lose all track of time.
Six drinks, sold my soul to rock and roll. They say if you ain't busy living, then you're just dying slow. I wanna say I've done it all by the time it's time to go. Where and when
heaven, and what'll be the death of me? Well, heaven only knows. It might be the highway, and it might be these songs. It might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be what makes me feel alive. One go, road life's roller coasters, mountain highs and valley lows. Broke a haunted on two wheels, found revival on the road. The devil's always on my heels, but I keep him on his toes. And it might be the highway, and it might be these songs. It might be the whiskey or the smoke inside these lungs. Ain't no way around it, one day I'm gonna die. If something's gonna kill me, might as well be.
Corey Kent on WRCO Radio. Things to celebrate today. It's National Preschoolers Day. That's a good thing. At a time when lots of schools are doing screenings this time of year. It's National Peanut Cluster Day. It's Proofreading Day. National Be Nasty Day. Oh, come on. No. It's Middle Name Pride Day. Be proud of your middle name. And it says here that lots of us tend to forget what day of the week it is. And I'm thinking that probably is true, except Friday. I think a lot of times you're probably going to remember Friday better than any other day because many times, for many of us, it's the end of the work week. Today we salute all women as well. It's International Women's Day on the 8th of March.
The Bloomington Livestock Exchange hosts RedFest Sunday, March 24th. The 2024 Red Angus Sale features over 45 registered bulls, over 200 commercial females, including cows, bred heifers, open heifers. The sale kicks off at 1 p.m. For catalog information, visit redfestsale.com. Online bidding will be available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Mark your calendars now to be part of the 6th annual RedFest Sale at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange, Sunday, March 24th at 1 p.m.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
41 degrees. Our temp has dropped to a new overnight low in the last hour. Daytime high today of 45 with areas of light rain. Also, a few flurries could be in line for today and tonight. This evening's low at 26, Saturday 43, and Sunday sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 48. Midnight reading was 45. We are down from that. It is 41 degrees. Getting on towards 7, our update from ABC is coming up. This is Morgan Wallen.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. Everything back at home. Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is that still doing dumb shit? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. Still.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's 42 degrees at 7 o'clock. Today's update is sponsored by Richland Family.